This week's episode is sponsored by Helio Gas Detection. Hey everyone, this is Letty from the Metal Cell Podcast. I'm here with the lads from Psychosis. How are you doing?
Hey!
Doing good, feeling fine.
You're good.
Very good. So, to our listeners who maybe haven't heard of you guys before, could you introduce yourselves and your role in the band?
I'm Liam Lochner, I'm the bass player.
I'm Tom Moylan, I play drums.
I'm Grant Walsh, and I'm the lead guitar player and vocals, lead vocals.
Very good, we got the big man, the lead vocalist here.
Thank you very much.
So how did the band start?
It was kind of, I don't know, there's a bunch of other bands that kind of, they were like big bands at the time. It was like Ritual Slaughter.
Exaltic.
It wasn't Exaltic. I can't remember the other bands' names, but they were like big at the time, and we all kind of got together and we're like, trying to start our own band, and just kind of took the best elements from the other bands.
And you were in Antichapel.
Antichapel, yeah. So we kind of just took the members from the other bands. Didn't take them, we just, you know,
borrowing them.
Came to an agreement and
poached them,
yeah. And we all got on great and just started playing thrash metal, you know. There wasn't a lot around at the time that we started, so just started something that we all enjoyed.
So you guys, by technicality, are a supergroup.
That's your opinion.
Yeah. I'm not denying
it. You'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So you guys are currently recording album 2. You know, how's that going?
It's pretty much done. We just need to go back into the studio on the 10th of March, which is next week, and get it fully finished. We just need to do the mixing. All the songs are done. We're playing most of them tonight at the show, and need to mix it and then we get it sent out.
Yeah,
and we got a music video coming out as well for the title of the track
album.
Can you let slip what it's called, or do you want to keep it a secret?
It's called Mind Games. The album's called Mind Games, and the song on the album and the music video is called Mind Games.
We're playing that one tonight.
Yeah. Ooh, very good. We'll get a taster.
Yeah, absolutely.
And was the process much different to album one, or?
Album one was kind of like I think it cost like $300, and it was like all jammed into
the rats.
It was great. We did it in the Pint Depot upstairs, which is like a kind of haunted children's mortuary it used to be. You go to the Wiley Fox now, and there's gravestones in the ground, but that's another story. It was a lot different. We took our time, literally.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't in the band at the time, though.
So. For the first album, for this one, yeah, we put a lot of time. Sounds a lot heavier, a lot more time went into the songs and the construction of them and the lyrics and stuff like that and what they're about. So yeah, it should be an absolute powerhouse when it comes out.
Yeah, fingers crossed that people enjoy it and we don't get yelled at for sucking.
Fucking yell, man.
I mean, if you get yelled, I mean,
any yell's a good yell.
Thing is,
exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's not about making it sound like A, B, or C. It's like, as long as we're proud of it, that's all that really kind of matters. You know, if people are going to like it, people are going to dislike it. But I guess, you know, any band will say that. As long as the artist is proud of their own music, then nobody else can really, like, touch it. You know what I mean? So,
if you stand by it, you're happy with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're proud of it. We're proud of the songs and the effort that we put into recording. So
yeah, if it was in comparison to, like, both albums. First album was Stephen Hawking, second album was Chuck Norris, and then the second album is gonna kick the shit out of the first album. It's a lot more heavier, a lot better. It's a lot different, and I just think it's it's what we are
it's,
now.
It's way catchier. It's a lot heavier as well.
Yeah.
I think we downtuned because the first album is an E, and then we downtuned this one to
D standard.
To D standard. Yeah. So yeah, it's a lot heavier.
Ooh, very good. Yeah. We'll have to get Chuck Norris's opinion on it when it comes out.
Yeah.
Get a dodgeball thumbs up.
So you can all give an answer on this. If you could collaborate with any musician dead or alive, who would it be?
Ooh, damn. Do you want to go first?
For me, I'd probably pick Dimebag Darrell from Pantera. It was like one of the first bands I kind of discovered on my own and kind of like fell in love with their kind of sound and Dimebag style. One of them bands I couldn't top them myself. Like,
what's your favourite album by Pantera?
Between Vulgar Display of Power and Far Beyond Driven, I'd have to say. But like between them two, I could listen to them over and over again all day. Like,
what's your favourite album by Pantera? Yes.
All of the above.
Me, like, I would probably pick Chuck Schuldiner from Death. Death are my favourite band of literally all time. So yeah, I'd probably collaborate with him. Yeah, that'd be huge.
That'd be a really good one.
Yeah, it'd be good. He was just so kind of like, I guess, forward thinking about like extreme metal, and you know, it was the way he approached death metal wasn't just like trying to beat your face in with music that like some other bands did. He was a lot more kind of like intellect and thought was kind of put into the music.
More meticulous.
Yeah, exactly. Things were like, you know, like certain like melodies and like song structure and things like that. He was really kind of, you know, and songs weren't just like horror movies. The first couple of albums were, but the further you get into their career, the more their songs talk about like how human beings kind of treat one another, and you know, they're really kind of introspective in the way you think about how you live your own life and shit like that. So yeah, that he'd be for me. Yeah, definitely Chuck Schuldiner.
I'd actually pick both of those, Dimebag Darrell and Chuck Schuldiner. Dimebag for the groove and the heaviness, and Chuck for the just the absolute melodic sort of melodies and the construction and like kind of the jazz sort of like layout of his songs. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I picked two rather than one.
That's okay. Chuck Schuldiner and Dimebag Darrell, mash made in heaven with Psychosis.
Mm,
yeah, absolutely. Got to get that groove.
What was your biggest influences musically be for Psychosis?
I mean, for me, like, I grew up, I had two older brothers who were like massive Metallica fans, and that's how I kind of got into metal. And then I got more into like extreme metal, like on my own. But drummers, like Igor Cavalera from Sepultura, like Dave Lombardo, Gene Hoglan, Pete Sandoval. Yeah, the list goes on. But I always tended to gravitate towards bands that had like ridiculously good drummers, so that's
as opposed to gravitating towards bands that are really shit.
Yeah. Like Metallica. No. Yeah, that would be my ones.
What do you think of Travis Barker then as a drummer?
He's a good drummer, but I'm not really into pop punk. So, but I can recognize that he is really, really good. I wouldn't say he's overrated or underrated. I think he's perfectly rated. He's a great drummer. He's a really good drummer. Again, not super into pop punk, but if someone threw on some Blink-182, I'd be like, oh, okay, you know, well, you know, it's a good song. I mean, a good song's a good song. So, yeah. So, what about you?
It would probably be Pantera and Death. Like, first started listening to Metallica, Kill 'Em All, Slayer, absolutely Slayer, and Pantera and Death. Those four bands literally just fucking paved the way for me wanting to play thrash metal. So
what about like vocally though? Like
vocally, I kind of just shouted until it didn't hurt.
Not like Millet and Creator or like
it was just whatever was more comfortable. You know, at the start I was trying to be like Chuck Billy or whatever like that. And then fucking, I don't know, it's just whatever stuck in the end. I like all sort of, I like the cleanness of Metallica, but Chuck Billy's like growl is amazing, and then, you know, Chuck Schuldiner and stuff, so yeah.
So how do you keep your voice in shape if you've just basically done it until it doesn't hurt anymore?
I don't. I drink beers, I eat burgers,
and he's endorsed by smoke his own.
By Malvered. John Blair Blue. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of fucking belt it out until it goes away on stage, and then we kind of just cut it. You know?
Yeah, I'll be the same as Grand. I started off with Metallica. They were the first band I seen live, and then I found like Megadeth, Pantera, and stuff like that, and I branched off into like Death and like heavier bands. And then over the years, like listening to that kind of stuff, and then you start to appreciate more music when it gets wider and wider. You know, going from the country music to the blues to metal and a bit of everything now. But mainly Metallica, Megadeth, and stuff like that. Motorhead.
Motorhead,
They were the big ones at the start.
All very good bass lines.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, Cliff Burton, I mean, that kind of stuff.
All very kind of unique ways of playing bass, like Cliff and obviously Lemmy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like Lemmy had the real basic kind of power chords way of playing, like a guitar with a lot of distortion, and then Cliff had the real melodic Chuck Schuldiner almost kind of approach to it as well, like writing melodies and stuff on the bass.
No, John Taylor from Duran Duran, though. Oh man, what a bass player. What a bass player. Like, anyway, that's.
And Rex Brown, he has one of the, personally, one of the best bass tones, I think, in metal.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah, super right down some heavy Thunder Dimebags guitar playing as
well.
They all match each other as well, like, you know what I mean? Dimes playing super heavy, Vinny's hard hitting, but like very fucking.
It's a full
technical
sound.
Yeah,
but it's mad how they kind of got away with it, even though they're only like a one guitar player band, but even when there's a solo section, the sound is just filled out so well.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It still sounds
they
good.
They found it, yeah, they fucking found it. The holy grail of sounds.
I always describe his bass tone as gummy.
I don't know what that is. But alright, I'm
a new tone unlocked.
Yeah. Bring out a pedal. Gummy pedal.
Gummy. I mean, we've got a Megapus pedal, so
gum shoe.
Do you have any favourite album releases of 2024 so far, or any that you're looking forward to in the future?
Ooh, goddamn.
Mike and X Hoarder's new album, they brought two songs out on a single. I've been listening to Black Breath as well. They're like a, I don't know where they're from, just found them on Spotify, but they're called Irish bands.
I know.
ASEC just brought out
ASEC. That's album. I've been listening to that fucking song religiously.
Yeah,
like it's like David Ace, our other guitar player Aiden's in a band called. He's actually right over there.
He's a singer for ASEC.
He sings and plays bass for another Irish band called ASEC, and they just put out a song called Simulacra, and it's really really good.
Yeah, unreal. It's definitely very check them out.
Yeah.
Shout out ASECT.
Yeah, 100%.
Any favourite album releases of 2024 so far, Liam?
Billy Strings, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what albums have come out this year that I've listened to. I'm not great for that kind of stuff. I just kind of go onto YouTube and just play whatever kind of suggested to me now at this rate.
Yeah. Well, what you've been listening to lately, or?
Grand Legs mentioned Exhorter. That's one that we've listened to a couple of times on the way home from practice and stuff like that, but that's one I've thrown on at home now the odd time. Anything else? I'm trying to think of what came out this year.
Yeah,
I love how none of us said our favourite release is going to be our album.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, we're saving the best for last. Mind Games, baby, out fucking 2024, let's go.
Mind Games, release date, TBA.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
Yeah. And here's our last question. Do you have any advice for anyone wanting to start a band in 2024?
Yeah,
you say something good.
Just get together and play. It doesn't matter if you're. I mean, one bit of advice I give the bands, like, don't get discouraged because you mightn't be good starting off with whatever it is, if it's guitar, or if it's drums, or if it's bass, or whatever. Just get together, find like-minded people, and just practice. You don't have to throw yourself in the deep end trying to write something original that's good. Just. A good way for bands that are starting off, a good way is to just play covers that you know everybody knows how to play, because that's a really good kind of
it's a good gateway.
It's a good metric for measuring really how tight you are live is if you can play something that you haven't written yourself, but if you can play a cover well and it's tight and it sounds good, then you're probably gonna, more often than not, you're probably gonna be able to play something that you've written yourself tight. And
have fun, really.
Yeah.
Don't take it too seriously. Just kind of write, have fun, enjoy.
Yeah, a lot of bands do kind of get wrapped into this idea that, like, oh, I have to, you know. A lot of people lose sight of the fact that, like, sometimes you should just play. Just play whatever makes you happy. Play what feels good. Play what sounds good. It doesn't have to be always like, oh, I have to learn how to, you know, play scales or whatever it is. No, just play whatever you want.
Yeah, just play until the booze stop. You know
what I mean? Yeah. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, I pretty much say the same thing. Just start playing is the best way to do it, really much. Like, that's the only way you kind of find your own way and figure it out yourself. But like, the way I started doing it was just playing guitar with a few friends in the kitchen, having a few beers, and then try to see how good you can get, and then taking it further than that, like starting up with a rehearsal space with some amps and a drum kit and that, and then once you get better at that, find some gigs and stuff. But I'd say just go for it if you're thinking about it.
Yeah,
it's the good one. Before you walk.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, 100%. And like, I guess we're all kind of like, I mean, I'm self-taught. You're probably self-taught. Liam is probably self-taught as well. So.
Self-made musician.
Exactly.
Awesome. That's some really sound advice, guys. Thank you so much.
No problem at all.
No worries.
And watch Psychosis's social medias for Mind Games.
What is it?
Watch social media.
Watch out.
Oh, okay, right, sorry.
Watch out, social media. Yeah. We're coming for you.
Yeah, we're coming.